Coffee and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
Today, I want to give you permission to let things be easy. Yes, easy. Today, I'm giving you permission to break up with the struggle and dysfunction that is keeping you exhausted and small. I realized recently the biggest breakthroughs I have had is when I finally surrendered it to God. The job, the business, the relationship, the stress, the money issue, the dream client, the house, the website drama, the anxiety about what should I do now. When I finally got to the end of my own strength and surrendered is when God came through in the biggest way. Sometimes the hardest thing for us to do is to make the decision to hand something over when we have exhausted ourselves and all of our own human resources. Business and life was not designed to be hard every single day. It can be uncomfortable at times, but struggle, stress, and dysfunction should not be part of your everyday routine. What is it you are spending your time and energy where God never called you to? For me, this can be trying to create a website, doing all the things in business and in my life, thinking it's quicker to do it myself, rather than asking for help or delegating what needs to be delegated. So here I say to you, surrender what needs to be surrendered. Just because you can do it all doesn't mean you should do it all. Women are literally superhumans. But the truth is, God is clear about how we should be spending our time and our energy. We were never meant to do it all, but we are meant to invite God into the process. When we take things to Him, even the everyday things, that's when it becomes easy. That's when the flow starts. God wants you to live full out. He wants you to use every gift He has given you. But you have to increase your own personal capacity for that to happen. Meaning, you need to do less of the things you are probably busy doing today. The truth is, we get what we expect in life. Life pays us not what we deserve, but what we ask of it. We literally have a God that is available 24/7 to speak with us and desires to hear everything that is going on. In Matthew 7:7, it says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." When you live in a place of humble expectation, God meets you in the most incredible ways. So today, live in the peace that God has available for you and know that the answer is already there waiting. Do you need some God-sense advice or practical encouragement? Email rachel@rachelreva.com with your coaching question and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment.